The biggest, most famous steeple chase of the year, the Grand National, gets underway this afternoon at 5:15. Our man Bobby Beavers will be at Aintree for us throughout the day for our coverage. It's brought to you in association with Ladbrokes. And I'm delighted to say that from Ladbrokes, David Williams joins us on the phone now. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well. How are you?
Very well indeed. This is one of the great days to be alive. Aintree in the sunshine, Grand National Day. For guys like me, anyone in the betting industry, it doesn't get much better than this.
No, it's fantastic. Really exciting day for all racing fans, and not just great racing, but also a great day for us to showcase the sport that we love, you know, to the world. It's the people's race. It's when everyone gets involved and has a little bit of a say, isn't it?
It is. It's the day. I mean, there was a great broadcast, Des Lynam, not so long ago on Grandstand, and he would always open up his show. People of a certain vintage will remember this. He'd always say, it's the day the nation goes racing. And that is true. You know, an awful lot of the adult population who would not ordinarily have a bet any other time in the year will go down to their local bookies and have a flutter on the Grand National. Maybe two or three horses, a fiver or a tenner here or there. They very rarely win, but it is a great institution, and many of us have been brought up doing this, haven't we, with our parents and our grandparents. And every year, the Grand National never, ever fails to disappoint. It's a wonderful spectacle. It's part of the British tradition, and we're very much looking forward to it here in the Liverpool sunshine.
Brilliant. Well, yeah, fantastic. Looking forward to it. Should be a great day. In terms of prices for the big race, David, have you got a show of betting from your firm?
Yes, we have indeed. I'll tell you who the favourite is at the moment, but it comes with a word of caution, because if you look at the record of favourites in recent years, it has been pretty bleak. Some big price winners not so long in recent years. You know, 33-1 last year, Rule the World, the likes of Aurora's Encore, 66-1, Many Clouds, 33-1. But just looking at it this year, the favourite, as we talk right now, is a horse called Definitely Red. It's horse number 17 on the race card. It's round about 10-1. And there aren't many things in this part of the world, John, that unite the Old Trafford and the Anfield faithful. But Definitely Red could well be one of those horses. If you look at the record of horses with red in the name in the Grand National, Red Alligator, Red Marauder not so long ago, and of course the three-time winner Red Rum. I don't know what it is. It probably means absolutely nothing whatsoever. But horses with red in their name are always popular and have a pretty good record in the Grand National. So Definitely Red is your favourite at 10-1.
Fantastic. Well, great for us here in Yorkshire as well. We've Definitely Read. We're hoping for Brian Ellison to bring the big prize here home to the north. And it's been interesting as well. You know, you alluded to the thing with Liverpool and Man United and the football teams. There's been some suggestions that with your more casual punter, because of the name, that might cause Definitely Red to be backed into further favouritism or attract more market support.
I think that's absolutely valid. And of course, you know, some people who may be a purist who would study the form week in, week out, might scoff at the idea that people might pick their horses based on things like a favourite colour or, you know, maybe a name in the family. One for Arthur is going to be popular for that reason at 14-1. Cocktails at Dawn could well come in for some support with people like that. Bookmakers have to be a little bit cautious about sort of almost ridiculing that. And when we look every year at the horses that are popular, very often it is the ones with catchy names. So I think One for Arthur is going to come in for some support. Definitely Red will be backed by an awful lot of people whose favourite football team play in red.
Brilliant. Well, looking down the market, I'm delighted to see that you are at top price on my personal fancy for the race Double Shuffle at 50-1 at the moment, who I think could run an absolutely massive race at a big price, and bodes well with what you were saying about big price runners having a good record in the race.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Double Shuffle's an interesting, wasn't it? You know, Tom George trained this horse. Look, it's improved again since it was fitted with a HUD Double Shuffle. I think it won at Kempton not so long ago. It's in good form. I think the question mark here with Double Shuffle will be whether it actually will stay the trip. But given that we've got pretty benign conditions, it's perhaps not going to be as grueling a stamina test as some Grand Nationals that we've had in recent years. So that is going to bring the likes of Double Shuffle in. The best piece of advice I was ever told at the Grand National is, do not let anybody, especially a bookmaker like me, do not let anybody put you off your selection, because there is nothing worse than heading down to the bookies thinking, I'm going to back double shuffle at 50-1, and someone comes along and says, nah, that's got no chance, that'll never stay, I'd be surprised if that gets round, and you don't back it, and then it goes and wins. There's nothing worse. So if you're going to lose, make sure you lose your own money.
That's fantastic advice there, especially after last week on the show for the Lincoln, I tipped up Bravery at 20-1 and didn't back it for the race.
Blade, you're on a winning streak.
I am a winning streak of 1 week so far, but we'll see. We'll see if
well,
we can.
I wouldn't mind a winning streak of 1 week. I've not had that for a long time.
Do you have a personal fancy for the race, David?
Look, I think one of the things to do, if you're not a regular punter, there is nothing more frustrating than sort of pinning all of your hopes on one horse. You know, you might have a fiver each way and it falls at the first or the second fence and then you're out of the race. So if you can afford to, maybe just spread your recreational stakes around a little bit. Maybe put four or five on a short list. And if one of them falls early, at least, you know, you still have some interest in the race. There are a couple of horses that I like. Horse number 10, Black Lion, trained by Nigel Twiston Davis. For purists, it comes in with, you know, quite a bit of decent form. Okay, it's a beaten favourite last time out, but clearly the vibes are good about that. It's 12-1. Sapphire de Roy, trained by Paul Nichols and ridden by Sam Twiston Davis. That's also got the misfortune of being on my shortlist at 25-1. And I'll just give you one other horse that I quite like, Measure of My Dreams, which comes over from Ireland. It's in the same silks as last year's winner, the Giggintown colours. It's 40-1. It's got headgear on this afternoon, and I think Noel Mead might just have been lining this one up. And at 40-1, that'll do for me each way. Measure of My Dreams, horse number 31 on the race card.
Fantastic. And finally, David, you know, as we've alluded to, a lot more casual punters, once-a-year punters, maybe wanting to get involved and have a bet on big race this year, even though if it's only a pound each way or something like that. And, you know, presumably, if they want to do that, maybe they've never placed a bet before. It'll be nice and easy for them to do that with your platforms.
It is, absolutely right. I mean, you can either go online or go onto the mobile, and there's some enhanced place terms there, or of course, you know, Ladbrokes, we've got over 2,000 shots around the country, plenty of shots in Yorkshire. And what I know is that in all of those Ladbrokes shops, we've got more staff working there to deal with the once-a-year punters than we've ever had before. And if you're a little bit confused or bemused and you've walked past the bookie all year and thought, well, I wouldn't go in there because everyone in there knows what they're doing and I haven't got a clue, don't be worried at all. Go in, and if you don't know what each way means, or you don't know what the each way terms are, or you don't know how many places you're going to get, just ask a member of staff to help, and they will be absolutely delighted to help. And if the bloke in front of you is having 50 quid or 100 quid, and you just want a pound each way, don't be in the least bit perturbed about that. Everybody is welcome in the betting shops on Grand National Day. Ask for help if you're going to visit your bookie, or visit Ladbrokes.com, download the app on mobile, and just enjoy it, because it is one of the great institutions of British sport, and I think it's what makes racing and it what makes sport in our country extremely special.
Brilliant. Well, I hope you have a great day, David. Best of luck to you, and thanks for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.